Scott Alexander, host of Primetime Sports, at D. Scott Alexander, joining us now to talk a little Pelicans basketball. But first, I want to ask you, what about your new gig with the NOLA Gold Rugby?
We're getting right into that. Hey, Christian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man.
No, I mean, listen, I got asked to be the voice of the rugby team, the Major League Rugby team, which has got New York and Toronto and a bunch of big cities. And then I started getting involved with the team, and now I'm become the chief operating officer. So I'm kind of running things and trying to get people in the stands. And, you know, next year we're hoping to play over at Baby Cake Stadium when they vacate. But right now they built a stadium for behind Shaw High School, and it's going to have like 3,000 plus. So we're trying to pack that place open. Opening day is January 26th on a Saturday. That's the week off from the Saints. You know, if they head to the Super Bowl, that's the week before it. So it's fun. I'm excited. And it's the second largest sport in the world, which I didn't even know before, and I'm still learning it. So if you want to have fun and crack up at somebody that doesn't really know what he's talking about the first couple of games, listen to me on CST. Call the rugby game on January 26th.
Oh, so you're not only going to be calling the game, but now you are the COO, huh? That's amazing.
You hang around long enough, they put a mop in your hand, and that's basically what happened. So
hey, that's how I've gotten all my jobs, so I totally get it. Scott
just hang
Alexander,
out
host
see
of
what
Primetime
happens,
Sports.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Host of Primetime Sports at D. Scott Alexander on Twitter. Scott, the Pelicans are starting to get their act together a little bit. When are they going to climb out of this? I mean, we're at a point in the year. Well, I know it's not critical mass, but at some point, you'd like to see them start stringing together 6, 7, 8 wins in a row.
Christian, listen, they were 16-21. Everybody was telling me they're done. I said, hang tight. Nico's coming back soon. Elfrid's coming back soon. And before anybody out there says, well, who cares about Elfrid Payton? Who cares about if you're missing a couple guys? Take 8 or 9 starters off the Saints team. And that's what you just did when you had Nico and him out for more than a month, Elfrid out for 2 months. And that's when they went on a 5-game losing streak. They went on a 4-game losing streak a couple weeks before that. That's what happens when you don't have your regulars. If you take 8 or 9 guys off of Drew Brees' team, yeah, they're probably still okay. But that's starters. I mean, this matters in the NBA. It's not like these are bench guys. These are guys that start and mean something. You know what their record is when they're healthy? 5-0. And I've been preaching to everybody, let them get healthy again. And I understand that injury is a part of the game and every team deals with it. Pelicans don't have the luxury of losing a starter like maybe another team might have, like Golden State. Even Golden State, when they lost players, they struggled like crazy. They were getting beat by terrible teams. And that's just what happened. So judge this team going forward right now. Last year they were 20-20 on the same date, January 10th. And then they went on a 32-14 run through the Blazers series. Not saying they can do that exactly again, but I do feel a run's coming on. I said it when they were 16-21, and now they're 20-22. They've won 3 in a row, 4 out of 5, 5 out of 7, and I really feel good. If they can get 2 or 3 on this road thing, then they're going to be set up to go to the playoffs easily and maybe even get a higher seed like they did last year.
He wears many hats, knows quite a bit about basketball, football, baseball. Scott Alexander, at D. Scott Alexander on Twitter, host of Primetime Sports. He's the voice of NOLA Gold Rugby, also the COO of NOLA Gold Rugby. I am having a lot of fun with that, Scott. I'm just telling you. It's very intriguing, very fun for me. Hey, look, let's switch gears real quickly. We'll get back to the Pels and the NBA, but when you hear all week about the Saints and Eagles, and it's not going to be a 48-7 win for the Saints, and it's a different team than the one that the Saints beat down in November. But, Scott, my question then becomes, okay, fine, I'll give it to the Eagles. They are different. But are they different enough to beat the Saints? And the answer to that is no.
The answer is no. I'm going to say this. Listen, I'm giving the Eagles all kind of respect. I mean, they obviously have something to play with Nick Foles. Their defense has come alive. You know, Drew Brees carved up that secondary last game. Listen, isn't that the easiest prediction in the world when people say, it's not going to be 48-7 again? Well, right. Of course it's not. I mean, how many times do you win by 41 in the playoffs? But they can still win by 3 touchdowns. They can still win by 2 touchdowns. I'm not saying this game can't be close, because it certainly can be close. But if you look from the 3rd home game through the 7th home game, we're going to throw out Carolina, of course. Those 5 home games showed me enough to know that it's as tough as it to win in the Dome as it ever has been. I've been in the booth with, as you know, because you're there at halftime, with Streif and Deuce. And I'm going to say this. That dome is electric right now. And that Pittsburgh game, after the three-game road swing, when things weren't looking that great, they still won two out of three in that one. But I'm telling you, they were as dominating as far as, like, you know, needing to win and come up with big plays, and they did it. And that proved a lot to me because Pittsburgh was playing for their lives in that game. And when Drew needed something to happen, he did. So I feel the Saints are going to have a tougher game. That's easy to say. But it's I still think it's a double-digit win for Saints.
Going back to basketball, going back to the Pelicans, Scott, is there anything that they you feel like they might be in the market for trades coming up?
For the Pelicans, listen, it's all going to depend on if they keep the trend going like I think they will, and I truly do. I think they would love to get a three. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. Last year, you know, the trend now is having three guards play as opposed to having a definite three. Like last year was Etwan Moore basically playing that position with Rondo and Drew at the guard. Right now it's Elfrid Payton. Obviously, Moore's out for a little bit, but they're trying to make something work. Wesley Johnson tried it earlier in the year. Solomon Hill's been getting some chances. If they can get a team that's like, hey, and there's not many teams that are out of the playoff picture. That's the problem. But there's a team falling off that has a three that they want to give up for, you know, maybe some assets that, you know, future assets. I mean, you hate to keep trading draft picks, but they will definitely pull the trigger and do it. You've seen them do it before. Whether you like the moves or not, they've done everything they can to make this team better. If they have a shot, not just to go to the playoffs, but to do some damage, they'll definitely do it.
They got two straight on the road, going to Timberwolves on Saturday and then the Clippers on Monday, and they're riding a three-game winning streak. So do you think they make it five?
They can definitely make it five. I mean, those are tough games. I mean, those are teams that you have to – you know, Timberwolves have got new life. They got rid of Thibodeau. They brought back their old coach, and they won a great road game. I mean, these aren't easy wins. The only game that is perceived to me as maybe easy is only the Grizzlies, the fifth of this five-game road trip. You got the Blazers, and if I'm not mistaken, I know you have the Warriors in there. Those are four games that with teams that all feel they're playoff teams, you know? I mean, the Timberwolves and Pelicans are right there together. The Clippers are probably one of the most surprising team in the league, certainly in the West, along with the Nuggets being the first seed. But it's going to be tough. That's why I didn't say you had to win four on this trip. If you can win three, that is a monumental success on this kind of road trip. You definitely want to win two. If you go one for five, that's going to bring the naysayers out. And you know, I just want to build on what they've got. Five out of seven, four out of six, and three in a row. They got to win at least one of those next two, though. They absolutely have to.
Scott Alexander, host of Primetime Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @DScottAlexander. What's coming up on Primetime Sports, man?
Man, we're making our run. I mean, for the first time ever, I had three media guys on the show. It was all Saints. I had your own Seth Dunlap come on. I had Larry Holder, who I know is a guest of y'all's quite frequently. And then I went with Andrew Dokas, the TV guy, the TV, radio, and print. And that show, by the way, is going to air two more times on Saturday. We got an afternoon airing on CST. We have a nighttime airing on CST, and then again on Sunday, day and night, but I know everybody's going to do the playoff game. And tonight, if you have WLAE, which is channel 14 and 32, you can catch it at 10 p.m. So make sure you catch that, and we'll get back to the players and the coaches on my next show next Tuesday.
That's a motley crew you got going on there, man. Good stuff.
That's what I try to do. I get them together. That's why you've been on the show.
I know. I owe you a big time. You know what I'm gonna do, Scott? I will commit right now to a playoff edition of Primetime Sports.
Really? Yep. Okay, we got it. We got the whole city of New Orleans has heard this, so we'll definitely hold you to that, Christian. Next Tuesday.
All right, next Tuesday. You got it.
All right, bro.
Scott Alexander, host of Primetime Sports. Always a pleasure, man. Thanks, dude.
Take care of yourself.